What's up, everybody? This is Rob J, aka the Booze Hound, sitting here with my co-host,
your boy, Wyatt, and I have a dick in my ass.
His name's Wyatt Starr. It's his real name.
Yeah, my dad was a porn star, and his legacy was actually built off porn, and that's how I got the last name Starr. He was also gay.
I never met this man before, so I don't know. I can't confirm.
I can confirm.
So, this is our first episode. Yeah. Took us a really long fucking time to set this up.
Yeah, it did.
And if you can see it, Wyatt has a really fucked up pop filter that he made out of some pantyhose.
It's yeah, pretty, some pantyhose and a red solo yeah. cup.
It's actually a green solo cup. It's not red. He's not that cool.
Yeah, but. Sorry.
So, yeah, this is the first episode. You know, it's Booze with the Hound. That's the name of the podcast. Forgot to mention that shit. Basically what I want to do with this is just talk about some crazy shit, you know, true crime, murder, serial killers, any weird shit. I got some funny headlines coming up later on from my guy.
Yeah, cause I have an issue with taking things serious.
Yeah.
He might say something really messed up, and I'm sorry if I laugh now. I just.
Hey, that's what we're here for. But, it is called Booze with the Hound, so I'm drinking. Wyatt's a little underage, so.
Yeah. I'm all actually 12.
Yeah.
I might have facial hair, but I got some extensions.
I saw them put that. In his face one day.
They shaved my pubes yeah. and glued it to my face.
Well, he's 12, so he doesn't have a lot of pubes.
We don't need to talk about this right
now. So, kind of wanted to do a little beer review. Probably do this beginning of every episode. So, today, me and Wyatt took a little trip to BevMo. And I was sitting in the beer aisle for a while. Couldn't decide on what beer I wanted to drink. It takes me a long time to make decisions. So I asked one of the guys, I didn't even know if that guy was, he looked like he was like the fucking janitor or something.
Yeah, he was just mopping the floor. Like, yeah, there's like Coronas that butt choke on the daily, man.
Cause I asked him what he recommended and he didn't really.
Oh, I recommend a fucking prune juice that's been sitting for 4 years.
Put it up my butt. Yeah, but some other guy, I don't know how long he was fucking listening to us for, but from the next aisle.
The dude was crouched yeah. down the entire conversation we yeah. had.
I had mentioned something about sours, and he was apparently listening, and this guy was just like, hey, this is a good one. I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
He mentioned it, and then he went right back down, and yeah. like, never saw him again.
So I that the janitor man, the nice janitor man, he took me over to the fridge where these were, and it's Modern Times beer. That's the fucking brand, I guess. Fruitlands coming out of San Diego, keeping it in Cali today. So this is a sour tropical fruit. Did I say goose?
Goes.
Goes?
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
English.
Goes. What the fuck does that mean?
Hey, Jamie, can you look that up real quick?
Yeah, why don't you look that up? Just I'm a little curious now. So I'm about to crack this bad boy and get a little fucked up.
Let's see, what does goes mean?
Because I'm a little nervous, guys. This is our first podcast.
Goes is a top fermented beer that originated in Goslar, Germany. It is brewed with at least 50% of the grain bill being malted wheat. Dominant flavor in Goes include a lemon sourness, herbal characteristic, and strong saltiness. Goes beers typically do not have prominent hop bitterness, flavors, or aroma.
I literally wasn't listening to anything. You just, I'm just kidding.
It's okay. I keep getting these gay porn ads for some reason.
It's your search history.
I thought I turned my cookies off or something.
It's the government.
Shout out to my CIA agent.
Agent Hugh Jazz.
You stupid dick.
All right, so let's see what this fucking this beer's about. Sorry, it's taking me a really long time to open. I was trying to do a trick, but it didn't work. I saw it on a YouTube video.
It's not on YouTube, but
he like cracks the.
Are you fingering that thing over there?
No. Yeah, I was.
Did you open it?
Oh, there we go. Sorry. Got little dainty hands today. All right. Whew. That's pretty. Smells pretty fruity. Want to give it a whiff there?
I can give it a whiff legally.
Legally.
Oh, it does smell really good. It smells like
punch.
Yeah. That does smell really good.
Yeah.
I'd wear that as a perfume. It smells like alcoholic all day.
Let's give the little taster. Wow. That is pleasant. It's pretty, comes on a little strong at first, but fades away to a nice little sour. Tastes pretty fruity at first.
Pretty fruity?
Yeah. Sits nicely on the palate.
Nice.
And,
nice on your palate.
And then it turns into a sour.
Real sour.
Yeah. Shout out to Nick from Slow. Owen's friend.
Yeah. Nick, I hope you listen to this with Owen. Nick, you're a cool dude.
Hell yeah. Because he does beer reviews in a shower.
And well, I was wasted, though.
Got to witness that shit, and it was pretty fucking tight. He was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And he sent me another one the other day. It was like 2 days ago, I think. And it was from the night before that, and he did another review, and he was pretty fucked up. he was drinking a St. Pauli's girl.
Oh, and that's what you did a review on?
Yeah, I actually think it was one of the ones we left there like a month ago.
Yeah. Nice and aged.
Yeah. And, he was pretty twisted.
Nice.
He was twisted. Like, yeah.
Tilted.
A little tilted.
Toppled.
Yeah. But, yeah, this beer's pretty good. I like it. So, I'm going to drink it and get fucked up.
So, from 0 to 10 beers, how many beers do you rate that?
I can't steal his shit, dude.
Oh, I've never seen his beers review.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what he does.
Oh.
But he rates them, like, different names. So, like, one of them, I think, was 0 or 1 to 10 Owen Stovers. And then I think another one was Hell Hitlers.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so that's his thing. I can't take that.
I've never seen his reviews before. Yeah.
See, you don't. He's not a real fan, Nick. I'm sorry.
I'll make it up to you when you come back down.
When you come back down, he'll go back down. But I would rate this beer not on like jacking your shit, Nick, but...
How many Nicks would you rate this?
There you go. I'd probably rate this like 7.5 Nicks.
7.5 Nicks.
Yeah. I mean, it's good beer, but this isn't something that I drink every day because it's pretty sour.
Yeah.
It's a sour, so it's the sour. Name is not misleading at all. But, yeah, I mean, I guess sours are cool every once in a while. They're pretty light. They're not heavy. I don't feel bloated, you know? It's bikini season. Not really.
It's fucking not really. It's been cold.
It was. We actually just came back from a trip.
In Mexico.
Mexico.
Cabo.
For those of you who don't know, which most of you probably... Well, the people who are probably going to be listening to this are probably people we know.
Yeah, they'll probably know us.
It's probably like 3 of our coworkers.
3 of our coworkers, my mom, and
yeah.
That's pretty much it.
So you guys probably know that me and White work together. If you don't, we work together. And we actually have gone on many casting calls on the Black Couch together.
Oh, yeah. He was really good this last time.
Yeah. I'm getting better.
Yes.
I think I drink.
I think the key is to, when I encourage him from the bottom, tell him he's doing a good job.
Hey, is your shit recording?
I'm going to be really upset. Is it?
No, it is. You need to just talk into the mic a little more.
I was going to say, I was looking at my levels and like nothing is picking. Oh, I need to be real close to this thing.
Yeah, you're drifting away a little bit.
I'm sorry, guys.
Just the fucking first 10 minutes.
I know, you just can't hear me. It's just you like, talking.
Hi.
It's me.
Just way the fuck out. Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm new to this recording stuff, too. Yeah. We just got back from Cabo.
Yeah, our company took us there.
Shout out to them. They're great guys.
Yeah, we do a little drafting at an architectural firm. If we do have other listeners that really have no fucking really idea who we are, which would be fucking awesome, but that probably won't happen. White and I are both from Central California.
Good old Central Cali. Yeah. Can't get nothing better, man.
Fucking armpit of the of the state.
Armpit of the U.S. You kidding me?
Yeah. It's not that bad. It's pretty bad, but it's not that bad. But we're from there. I live in Visalia. Well, should I disclose my location? What if somebody tries to kill me?
City's okay. I wouldn't go any closer than city.
Okay. Visalia, California. I'm actually from Porterville, California. Even smaller town.
I've grown up pretty much everywhere in my long life of 18 years. I started out in NorCal. I think I started out in Central Cal or LoCal, like San Diego, and I was really little. And I remember Redding, California for a long time.
Is that up north or is that?
Redding is like, I think it's like a couple hours outside of Oregon. So it's pretty close. And then I've just been moving around ever since then. Tracy, Stockton area. And now I live in Clovis currently.
City of Clovis.
Yeah, I went to high school there. It's an all right town. It's really quiet.
Yeah, seems quiet.
It's really quiet.
Yeah, that's why they call them Quiet Wyatt.
Yeah.
It's more like Riot Wyatt now.
Yeah, now that I'm on...
18 now, he's a fucking 18, rager.
Just, yeah, that's all I do every day, just rage. I get mad.
Rage.
Oh. Rage. Maybe, other rager, my bad.
What? He's just angry all the time.
Yeah, I'm just angry.
Dude, my mic is like slowly getting lower and lower.
He's trying to cut your balls at some point, I think, here.
Jesus, it's trying to go down on me. Not right now. Gotta wait till Wyatt's gone. Hold on, let me try to adjust this guy.
Oh, yep. Reach in there. Nope, the other one.
Dude, these fucking stands kind of suck.
They do. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's the same exact one. It's the
same exact stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got my stand today at Guitar Center. It ends up being the exact same stand that Robert has.
Yeah. I like shitty equipment. That's my thing. Faulty. You know, I go on Amazon, I look for the ones with the worst reviews, and I buy those.
Literally nothing came. Oh, I want that one.
Just a box.
Just a box.
That was Wyatt's asshole. He literally pulled his pants down right now.
That's just the noise it makes by itself. Just nothing in or out. It just consistently. Here, I'll do it again.
Oh, man. He's pretty quick with it, too.
Yeah. So we've gotten to the point we introduce ourselves. This is what we do. I've done your beer review.
Yeah.
Amazing beer review.
Thank you.
I think Nick's going to be a little jealous.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick.
He'll live. But what's the other part of your podcast here, Rob? You're talking about true crime a little bit.
So for every episode, I kind of want to just have like a story me and White talk about. So I wanted to stick to theme, but I mean, I told White I wanted to talk about serial killers, but I was extremely unprepared. You know, it's Thanksgiving break. You know, we got a few days off work, so I got a little lazy. So I didn't do any fucking research. And then yesterday, I was remembering me and my fiance were talking about a show that we watched. And it was, I think it was called American Greed. And there was this episode. They had like different, it was like a true crime show and shit. So they had different episodes of crazy shit. And then we saw this one that was really fucking crazy. And I was like, we saw it once. And I was just really, like, mind blown. And so I was like, man, like, I wonder if there's more shows. But we never saw it again. So she reminded me that last night. So I was like, oh, this would be pretty fucking cool to do. So for today's episode, I'm going to do a story on... wait, did I answer the question that you asked me? I don't think I did.
No, I don't think you ever did. Thanks.
All right. So the other part of the podcast is basically we're just going to have stories that we talk about that are related to it doesn't necessarily have to
just
be
crime in general.
You know, yeah, just crime or anything. I mean, we could talk about fucking music 1 week. I'm going to be drunk. Wyatt's not legally...
I can't be drunk.
He can't be drunk.
Rob lives an hour away from me.
Yeah, it's quite a drive.
It's a hike.
Yeah, quite a hike. He hiked here. Took him 5 hours. But yeah, so you know, I'm gonna get a little tipsy. This is just gonna be a casual convo with the boys. And
can you turn my mic up real quick?
Yeah,
I think I'm pretty close, but yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Sorry, thank you.
Fucking mic, it just keeps getting lower and lower. Holy shit.
There, I'll be your counterweight.
You're just going to hold your arm the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hand is currently on Rob's mic stand, which...
It's currently on my rod. You can't see it.
But... Dude, that thing is really going
down.
Dude,
this shit is low ride and hard. I don't like it. What are you going to put your fucking Red Bull on top of the thing?
Here we go. Yes, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that works.
Put a piece of tape on the end of his rod.
Fucking MacGyver. He put a piece of painter's tape on the end, and I think it's counteracting the mic pretty good.
There, right about there.
How the fuck is that gonna work?
I don't know at this point.
It's not gonna work. He's trying to tape my mic stand to his mic stand, and.
I'm going to take a picture of this. You guys can find this on either my Twitter or Instagram at the Elbow Deep Podcast or Rob.
I got to do it like tomorrow.
He'll do it.
It'll be up.
It'll be link in the description.
Yeah. When this episode's out, I'll have all my shit together. I'm sorry. But.
Oh, Jesus shit. Christ. You sound like your son right now.
I was stretching. I'm sorry. We just came back from Mexico. My stomach's a little fucked up.
Okay. For all of you who've ever been to Mexico and came back, just be careful with the food down there and the water. Don't drink the water. But when you're down there, when you come back, you just don't poop the same.
You don't. And for those of you who came or who went and never came back, cartels are dangerous.
Dangerous.
Danger! All right, so let's get into this second part the main part of the podcast, which is the stories. All right, we are back. Sorry. Wait, were we supposed to say that we're back?
Yeah, we're back now.
Oh, okay.
We're back.
We had a little technical tape difficulty, so we're back. Oh, yeah, and if you guys hear... a baby in the background. It's my baby. I have a 9-month-old child. So he's going to be probably screaming in the background every now and then. So I apologize. I try to keep him in the basement as much as I can.
Chained up. You throw a piece of bread and a
just
cup of water.
Chained up. But he's squirrely. He gets out.
Dude, that kid is something else.
I'm just kidding. I don't do that to my kid. Don't call CPS.
Please don't arrest us, please.
But, yeah, back to the stories. So with that long fucking pointless intro about how I came across this guy. So my fiance told me, like, you should do it on that guy. So I was like, that would be pretty dope. So I was trying to research him last night. Didn't really happen. So I did it like 20 minutes before Wyatt got here. And I just pulled up a bunch of...
Nice.
I just have a bunch of pages open on on this guy. So this dude's name is, he has a pretty cool fucking name. Michael Mastro Marino. Let that sink in. Mastro Marino.
It sounds like a Mexican soup.
It is.
Is it?
No.
No.
It's not. You should go ask for one of those.
Can I have a Michael Molester Marino?
Molester Marino. Sounds like a guy I'd like to get to know. All right, so basically this dude, he was a dentist, and in 2002, I think this article said, he lost his license, and this is in New York, well, the East Coast. So this dude was from New Jersey, mm-hmm. and He lost his license because he was a drug addict. And they caught him.
Damn.
So this dude was like bumping lines off like people's teeth and shit.
Just they're under and he's just in snorting coke out of the back of their throat.
What are you doing in there? That's how he got caught. This dude. Oh,
real good, this one.
Oh, excuse me, just took a drink. Ooh, that is sour. That's sour.
Hey, your face is real puckered up like your asshole right now.
That is my asshole. yeah, so this guy lost his license because he was a drug addict. So he started working for this company called Biomedical Tissue Services, and they're based out of Fort Lee, New Jersey. And what they did was, it was a company that, you know, people that needed bone transplants or mm-hmm. like skin grafts and shit, you know, these were, I don't know how many there are out there. But they were one of them. So, like, through hospitals and all that shit. So, what this guy was doing, he actually, he would enlist funeral home directors. And they would divert the bodies to a funeral home in Brooklyn. And he would pay, I think, like $1,000 per body. And he would harvest their bones and, like, skin grafts and shit.
Oh. Like, if you're an organ donor.
Yeah.
This is where they send you.
No. But the thing was that these people that he would get the bones and all that shit from.
Yeah.
There are people who whose families didn't consent to any of that.
Oh, shit.
So like he would falsify documents. Oh, damn. Saying that. The families signed off to it, and so yeah, and he was selling it to, it was like a black market
thing. No way. Yeah.
So he was getting like, I think by the time he got busted, which was in 2005, so it was a few years. By the time he got busted, it was a $4.6 million business that he was running.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
He was making bank off this, huh?
Yeah, and he was only fucking paying $1,000 for the bot. Like, the funeral homes were getting, they're getting fucking punked.
Yeah, like, way undersold.
They're getting lowballed for these bodies. But, and then the most fucked up part about it was that, so he, you know, not only was he stealing bones and skin tissue from people, but he was taking it from, like, anybody. So I guess the thing with the whenever you donate, it has to be from a person that doesn't have any diseases or anything, like, you know, cancer. So this dude was taking it from people who died of, like, cancer and... anything bad.
He didn't care. He'd just take it, huh?
So he was harvesting all this shit from people, right?
Jesus.
And he was selling it. And I think in the, like, few years that he was working there, it was 10,000, like, what was it? Because it was throughout the whole country, and I think other people from around the world would come and
like, go buy it off
like
him.
Buy it, yeah. And it was, like, fucking wrote it. 10,000 people had received, like, bone and shit from
he know, sold to 10,000 people.
Like, in a couple years. So that was fucked. And, so people started getting these diseases. Like, you know, if you get a bone transplant with somebody who had bone cancer, you're probably going to have fucking cancer.
Yeah.
So, like, these people were going back after they got these transplants and surgeries and shit.
Like, complaining to the guy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they would have fucking, you know, like, my ass hurts. You have fucking cancer, dude.
You're going to die soon.
Yeah. And that's what happened. People were dying and shit, and I didn't read exactly how he got busted, which I probably should have, because that'd be good to know. But it just said in 2005 was when he got busted, and it was him and, like, three of his partners, and the whole time he was saying, like, he was innocent and shit. Like, he wasn't owning up to it. And his lawyer was saying that they didn't understand the business of harvesting and this and that, and, like, that it was legal, but, like, all these documents they were falsifying, like, that's bullshit.
It's not. They knew what they were doing. It's not legit.
You can't do that shit. So
This dude was a dentist before this. Yeah. He had a medical license. He knew what he was doing. Yeah,
his name was Krentist. That was his practice. Krentist the dentist. Yeah, that was his name. So he really fucked a lot of people's lives up. I was watching like a few videos where victims of, or the families of the victims, like mm-hmm. some people had passed away. Like they're pretty fucked up because I think it was one lady that had passed away from cancer, and I think it was like her sister or something, and she was saying like, oh, like it was hard enough to lose her, you know, we had to do this whole mourning process.
Yeah.
But then we find out that she was part of this criminal fucking ring.
I have a legal part of this as well.
Yeah, so it's like a whole other mourning process. And it was fucked up.
Yeah.
Another thing that the articles I read said was, or the show too that I fucking saw, which was another kind of fucked up part. They would harvest most of the bones from like the waist down. Oof. Just so, because I think they did a lot of like hip replacements and shit like that.
Yeah.
So they harvested a lot of those bones. And another reason I think why is because if they had an open casket or something, you know,
they can always cover them waist down.
Yeah, yeah. And Jesus. So when they would take the bones out, like they'd take whole fucking like hips and shit, and they would stuff PVC pipes like.
What the heck?
I wrote down crudely here because it was like they would just fucking stuff that shit in there and just.
Like, borrow your brother style, repipe him and everything. Yeah. Like, what the hell is going like, on?
Here you go. Here's your grandpa.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah. So they would do that. In the show, I remember it explained how he got busted, and I don't know. I forgot.
Well, let's look this up. How do you spell this guy's name?
Michael. Just regular old Mike. M-I-C-H,
good old Mike.
A-E-L, and then the Mastro Marino.
Mastro.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is that soup I'm thinking of? There's a name reminds me of Mastrino.
I never heard that shit before in my life.
You were talking about it the other day.
Menudo,
yeah.
Mastrino. What the fuck? You were just in Mexico. How do you not know that?
I didn't have any menudo in Mexico.
Any menudo in Mexico? Dude, I need something to scratch my back. Is there like a rod over there or something?
Yeah, here, let me hand you my dick real quick.
Don't put your pants down. Sorry, Mike. Not that rod.
Want a pair of pliers?
Yeah, that'll work. Let's see if I could bend my arm that much. Oh, yeah. Those are long. Yeah.
Did they call me back in the day?
Those are long.
That's those are long. You. Hey, what's up? Those are long.
What, are they talking about your tits?
Yeah, they would drag on the floor sometimes.
Those are long, lady. Go put a bra on.
Oh, apparently this dude died.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Fuck you, Wyatt. Don't spoil this for me.
My bad.
So he died. Right? Yeah. He died 2013, I think it says.
Mm-hmm.
And what is ironic is this motherfucker died from cancer. And he died, I think it said, liver and bone cancer.
Boom. Got him.
Full fucking circle, right?
Michael Scott quote. Boom. Roasted.
He died of cancer. Boom. Got him. So, I guess it's fucking karma, right?
Yeah, he got what was coming for him, and, I mean, good.
Fucking good.
Got him.
This dude looks pretty crazy. Like, I would not let that dude work on my teeth. He looks like a fucking psycho.
I think I just saw a picture of him. Dude looked...
Yeah, and he, before he died, he looked pretty, like, he was bald. I assumed he shaved his head, but I think now that I know he died from cancer, he was probably just having cancer.
Sick.
And just... His fucking hair fell out. But he looked pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just how he died.
Try to see if you can find a picture with the... I think they have like an x-ray. And it's showing like PVC pipes in there. And they're just like... Looks like a...
Oh, yeah, dude. This guy totally looks like a serial killer.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to search Michael Nashville Merino, PVC. See what happens.
Drifting.
Am I? Dude, I'm really trying to talk to the mic. Oh, my God.
You should put that shit a little lower. Yeah, right? That shit's crazy. So, Wyatt just pulled up a picture of...
What?
You fucked it up.
I was trying to fix it.
You fucked it all the way up.
Want to take a break again?
Huh?
You want to take a break and try to fix these
levels? Yeah, we'll be back. We'll play some
elevator music.
Yeah.
Be back.
We're back. Wyatt's teaching me some shit. And I was telling him about my explosive diarrhea because we just got back from Mexico. I'm pretty sure everybody in the office is like really fucked
up. Yeah, like I'm scared to go back on Monday and go into the bathroom.
Yeah, everybody's gonna, it's, the whole thing's gonna be like exploded. It's just, it's gonna be shit.
It's everywhere. Gonna be a line. Yeah.
It's gonna be a line. Yeah, because my son, we got back what, Tuesday?
And yeah, we got back Tuesday.
It's and then Saturday night tonight, so
we've still been shitting.
I'm bad. Still fucked up.
Shitting bad.
And you know what's the fucked up thing about it is that we got back after we landed in LAX and we got on the bus and we made that stop.
Yeah.
And I got fucking Taco Bell.
Dude. So
my asshole is destroyed. Bad move on my part. Bad move.
Got back from Mexico and you got Taco Bell.
Oh shit. I went down the wrong hole. Yeah, it's pretty fucked up because I didn't get to try any legit Mexican food. So when I got back, I was like, I got to get the best. I gotta get the Mexican food.
Best, fakest,
in fucking town.
Worst food in the world.
So I got a chalupa. The tomatoes were fucking falling all over me because we were eating on this bus and it was dark and I had my kid next to me on my lap trying to swat the fucking chalupa out of my hand.
That's eating a chalupa on pro mode right there.
Yeah, it was pretty hard. All right.
Yeah, this Menudo dude.
The Menudo guy. Isn't that a band? Menudo?
The Menudo?
Yeah, it's a band.
Probably.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, let's check it out real quick.
Jamie, look this up real quick. Damn.
Yeah, they're on Apple Music. They're also sold in bowls on Sundays at Mexican restaurants. Hold on. I typed in Menudo and literally all that came up
was just a bunch of balls of Menudo.
What the fuck? I just saw you on here, dude. Anyways, yeah, this guy was fucked. He died now. So I guess exactly what,
Good.
Nice little round of applause there.
Good job, Karma.
Yeah. Karma did her job this time. I'm sure all the families were pretty happy about that. But that's pretty fucked up, right?
Like, yeah.
Who?
That's just a dark business to be in general.
No, definitely.
And yeah. Probably something wrong with him for him to think that's even okay.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know if he was hurting for money or something, but either way.
I mean, after becoming a dentist, if you lost your license, you lost your license for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, he was doing coke, so he obviously wasn't in the right mindset to begin with.
He could have been doing heroin.
Whatever he was doing didn't put him in the right mindset.
Yeah, no, so. that's true. I agree.
Probably just fueling his addiction with the cash. That's probably what it was. Yeah.
But fuck, like 10,000 people? That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And, one of the dudes who, I didn't really know who he was. But one of the guys who he harvested bones from was Alistair Cook. Mm-hmm. Do you know who that is?
Name does sound familiar.
He looked like a really old dude. He was the owner or the well-respected host of the Masterpiece Theater. I don't know where the fuck that's at.
I don't know what you just said at all.
He was the director of a theater.
Oh, really?
Theater. Yeah.
Theater.
Yeah. But he looked really fucking old. And he died of cancer. So Jesus. He sold those bones off.
Cancer bones.
Yeah. Those are...
That's kind of fucked up. That's really fucked up.
Yeah. I think that's the most fucked up part about it is that he knew.
He knew that... I mean, there's obviously there's a different side you could look at it. That he was selling it to people and in other, you know, other countries, maybe, you know, those people probably didn't have enough money to go through it the correct way.
Yeah.
And so there's always, you know, the other way to look at it. It's helping other people, but just to do it to other people's family members, especially after they don't consent to it, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
But you can't even look at it a good way because he gave him diseased and messed up stuff.
If they were, like, legit, like,
you know,
bones, like, it's still fucked up that he took them, but if they were, like...
At the end of the day, if it did end up helping somebody out, you know, maybe you got, you know...
But he was fucking both people on both sides, so it, like, fuck you, guy.
He was just, he was looking out for himself, and that's just fucked up.
I think, well, he ended up pleading guilty, and I think one of the things he had said was that the donors list for bones and organs and shit, there's so many people on the list and not enough donors that it creates
a this high black demand. Market
fucking thing, which is true. You know, it's crazy. It's
still not a good reason
to go. It's not. But, I mean, that's why black market with the...
They're thriving.
The drugs and all that shit. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Because, you know, if somebody doesn't have it or something's in, like, super high demand...
There's always going to be a back end to it. Back door.
So that's crazy. So that was Michael... Menudo. Master Marino. Michael Menudo. He's performing on Sunday at Save Mart Center. So if you want tickets, hit me up. Michael Mastro Marino. Is that
Mastro Marino?
Yeah, that sounds like a weird fucking name.
It does. It sounds like...
I think of like masturbating every time I hear it. Not me, like doing it.
Damn. Michael Master Marino.
A fucking name. It's getting me so hard.
Master Marino. Yeah.
And he stopped drinking.
Yeah. One beer deep.
No, I think his name sounds like...
Masturbating.
A fancy word for masturbating. Like, let me go Master Marino real quick in the bathroom. It's like code. Like, nobody's
gonna... What are you, at a party? Yeah. You gotta go let your homies down.
I gotta let the homies know where
I'm at. I gotta use the Master Marino room. Give me a second.
There's a sock on the door now. Don't come in. I'm Master Marino.
Master Marinoing.
Master Marinoing. I'm gonna start using that. So, if anybody hears me, use that word. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hey, babe, what are you doing? Just getting a quick Master Marino in. Give me five.
I'm going to go spank the old snake.
Spank the old Master Marino.
It also sounds like Master Bedroom, which is where I Master Marino sometimes.
Jesus
so
Christ.
It makes fucking sense, you know? Makes sense. But, so that's that guy. He died at the age of 49. Fucking boohoo.
Go cry me a river.
Go cry me a river, cancer dealer. That's fucked up.
That is real fucked up.
All right, so, what do you got?
I have some headlines that, they're not serious at all. They're real goofy.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody died. But keep in mind, this is all public access information, so I don't want you guys to think I'm doxing anybody or anything like that. You guys can go find this if you want. I'm going to start off with this one. Kentucky man held at gunpoint while cousin attempted to steal cheese grater and an empty bottle of Lysol.
Dude, that's
just walking on your cousin taking your cheese grater and your empty bottle of Lysol.
Wait, was he taking it? Like, did he walk in on him take it, or was he robbing him for it? Like, was he? Was
no, the dude? He coming... walked in on him taking it out.
Oh, okay.
So here's what the article says. When I finally got down to the house to look and see what had happened, the door was wide open. It looked like he was packing up for yard sale when he came out. This dude walked into his house and all his shit was packed.
There's a fucking yard sale going on in my kitchen. What is going on? It's fucking Monday.
So it says, I went around to the back of the house and he was at, or God, I can't fucking read. Went around to the back of the house.
Sorry, guys. He's a little...
Retarded. Well, it doesn't help that this guy's from Kentucky, so he talks like this. This is literally what it says. I'm reading it word for word. I went around the back of the house he was at and see my stuff. Oh, if you're reading this accent, it's a lot easier.
Just flowing out of your mouth, though.
Yeah, the guy said he pulled a gun out on him for stealing a cheese grater.
Wait, the guy from the house or
the guy stealing his shit?
The guy stealing the shit pulled a gun on
him? Pulled a gun for a cheese grater.
Holy shit.
Just like a golden cheese grater. How can he
afford a gun but not a fucking cheese grater? What is he doing?
I don't know. The guy who's being stolen from quoted, "What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap." Who steals soap?
A dirty criminal.
Dude, if you got a dirty butthole, you got to clean it somehow.
You have to.
At that point, just give him your soap, man. He needs it more than you.
But did he know the bottle was empty? Of Lysol?
I don't know.
But can you... What is... Lysol's in like a...
It's like a round...
Like a sealed... Tube. You can't see if there's any liquid inside of it, though, right?
No.
But you could feel if it's a fucking light.
If it's light, yeah. But later on, the thing, it's the guy was hyped up on meth. The thief was hyped up on meth.
Yeah, but...
He was high on meth.
Oh, he's like,
I'm gonna go steal a cheese grater.
Holy shit! What was he gonna? That's a weird combo though. What was he gonna like Lysol something and then
grate, I don't know
grate it?
And then
wash it.
Lysol, yeah.
Or grade the. He was gonna. I know what he was gonna. He was gonna grade the soap bar.
Yeah, there you go.
And then he was grate gonna
grate the soap and sniff it.
And then sniff it and then try to stuff it in the empty Lysol bottle.
There you go.
So he could clean more stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. So, mystery solved.
Case closed.
Detective fucking Rob and Wyatt
solved
the fucking case. The
cheese grater Lysol case.
So Louisiana?
Kentucky.
Contact me.
Yeah. We're open.
You can find me on
my Pornhub username is actually
All right. Okay.
You want another one?
Yeah, let's get another one.
Alleged cheese whiz thief tackled, held in headlock.
Cheese whiz thief?
Cheese whiz thief.
What?
Look at this kid. This kid is 18.
That kid looks like he's 8. Dude, holy shit.
Yeah. Apparently this kid tried to steal a bottle of cheese whiz. Cops tackled him. And his bail is 10 grand for a bottle of cheese whiz.
10 grand?
10 grand for a bottle of cheese
holy
whiz.
Holy shit. Just, I've had friends that get caught with 10 grams of weed.
And they get...
And
they get away.
Do a night over jail.
Yeah. Some people are crazy. They steal the craziest stuff sometimes.
Wow. 10 grand for a bottle of cheese whiz. That's some fucked up... Was it cheese... You said he was an alleged cheese whiz thief?
Yeah, alleged cheese whiz.
So was there multiple like spots getting hit, and this guy was like a serial cheese just everybody's whiz having a stealer? Laugh of cheese whiz. Like, damn it, they got us again.
Where's my cheese whiz?
He just walks in with some pantyhose over his face. Give me the fucking whiz.
Give me the whiz. Flip your whiz out. Give it to me.
I want one can
of cheese whiz,
but just one.
Just one.
That's all I need.
All right. I got another one for you. Tell me if you think this is fake or real. Fake or real, yeah. I think you've probably heard this one before. Women arrested for masturbating with Jimmy Dean's sausage in Walmart bathroom.
What? No, I've never heard this before.
You've never heard
this?
No. Okay. Apparently, CCTV cameras caught this chick walking around the Jimmy Dean's sausage aisle at Walmart, grab a little chub of sausage, and walk into the woman's restroom. And the guard knocked on the door and was like, hey, I'm going to come in here. And he walked in there. He busts into the stall. And the chick's masturbating with a chub of sausage.
No.
And here, I quote, she didn't even stop. She just stared at me and kept going.
Oh, God.
She was hungry for the meat.
Holy shit.
Arby's needs to hire her because she has the meat.
Holy shit.
Poor dude just looked like he saw Medusa.
But stay there and like did you watch her?
It's
like, oh man, I stalked those earlier. Damn, yeah, I saw them.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah,
can I keep watching? I won't say anything.
No. Oh god, that's
here. You want to see the chick's face?
Wait, so is it real or fake?
It's fake.
Oh, okay,
yeah, sorry. Thank god it's fake.
Jesus,
but because
they sell dildos or what they sell those little little vibrating things.
Yeah,
why not steal one of those?
I don't know, she was just hungry for some sausage. Look at this chick. This is the picture they used for the fake article.
Oh, my. ladies and gentlemen, if you can see this, this looks like a
Bigfoot.
I can't. Yeah, Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
With a white T-shirt and some crazy hair.
Yeah, apparently it was a fake article that was blown up over a lot of fake news sites.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed the name of stuff around, like it wasn't a Walmart, it was like a Target or something. But that's like I think that food would be a lot of shoplifted items, but it's mostly like clothing, actually. Clothing and razors and infant formula. And teeth whitening strips.
What?
I'm not kidding. Top 10 stolen items. Designer clothes, denim pants, razors, infant formula, designer handbags, laundry detergent, cigarettes, high-end liquor, jewelry, teeth whitening strips, and allergy medicine.
Wow. People got to have their
pearly whites.
Their white teeth and their allergies taken care of. I got to stop this runny nose. My teeth got to be white.
All right. I got one more funny one for you, and then I actually have a serious story to talk about.
Okay.
Man in underwear steals bread truck, makes all the bread deliveries.
What? Wait, to like stores or people's houses?
To companies. What? Like restaurants. Just imagine.
But in his underwear.
In his underwear. What? Just imagine being at work one day waiting for your bread delivery for your restaurant, and some dude hops out in his long johns and just hands you 14 loaves of bread and takes off.
Like, what the? Where's Bill at today? He took the day off. I'm covering for him.
You sure you got no clothes on? I know. I like this stuff.
My uniform was wet today. Dude, couldn't wear it.
True definition of let's get this bread.
Fucking hey, let's yeet this yeast, boys. Damn.
Yeah, that was the craziest one.
Wow, but.
That one's real.
Wait, did he steal it from, like, did he, like, walk up to a delivery guy and was like,
"No,
give me a fucking truck."
I think he walked up to, like, the port or, like, wherever the truck was sitting ready for delivery, just got in and took off and was like, "Look, I got to deliver this bread."
Wow.
Got to get this bread.
Got to get this bread out. But how did he know where to stop, though?
This is the thing. He didn't stop at the correct places. He just stopped at random places.
Hey, you guys waiting for a fucking bread order?
Yeah, it says the bread was left somewhere. Where? I don't know. He dropped a lot of bread. Worth a lot of dough. it says about $5,000 in bread was taken.
Holy shit. That is a lot of bread. That is a lot of dough.
Yeah. Damn.
Wait, so was he on drugs, do you know? Did it say?
I don't think so. I think this dude might have just been crazy.
Well, he was trying to help the community, though. He's trying to get the bread out.
I mean, yeah. He's trying to whip his bread out in his underwear. Yeah, that was a crazy one.
Wow.
But
hold on. Let's take a quick break because I got to get another refill.
All right.
We'll be right back, folks. And we're back.
What's up, guys?
Hello. Sorry, I had to go get a little refill. Let's see if I could do that cool trick.
Let me see this.
It's not like a visual. It's like a...
Oh, it's a...
No, it doesn't do it.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, when you like barely open it, it's supposed to make like a... Not like... It's like a metal kind of... I don't know. I'll have to show you some other time.
All right.
Not this time. Oh, I might be able to do it with the Red Bull when I drink it.
There you go. All right. All right. So my last story is a real crime story. All the other stories are real crimes, but this one's a serious crime.
Sorry, my kid's crying in the background, guys.
He's going down. He's going to bed here pretty soon. But it was about this robbery. This dude, he was part of a armed service. Trucking service where they, you know, delivered cash. You've seen the
the like guard, the armored trucks and shit.
So apparently this guy, he was like the inspector for everybody, and he would make sure everybody did their rounds and everything and got the cash. And he was the guy who stole everything. Him and his five friends ambushed his own guys and everything, and took all the cash.
Oh shit!
And I think they made away with $13.9 million.
In one truck?
$13.9 million is unaccounted for.
Wait, what the fuck did you say?
No. Hold on. Give me a second. I tried to act like I had my stuff together, but I really don't. Oh, it says less than half, only $5 million of the money was recovered. So I think he made away with like $17 million.
That's a lot of fucking money, though.
Yeah, and he did it smart because he knew the vault was going to be open on a Friday. He knew that the bills weren't going to be sequential. So he knew what to steal and everything. And apparently the way he got caught is that somebody tried to purchase a house with the original branded currency stripes.
Oh, they didn't switch it out?
No.
Like, launder the money?
No, they were laundering, but some dude slipped up, and that's how they got caught.
Shit.
And, yeah.
So it wasn't even... It was some other dude from his crew that fucked up?
Yeah, it was those five guys, and somebody slipped up and got them all caught. Yeah.
Where was this at?
This is in California.
What?
It's the Dunbar Armored Car or something.
Dunbar. Dunbar, California, or?
No, that's the name of the company.
Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't know there was a city called Dunbar. Here. Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
Here we go. I pull up the thing real quick. Yeah. Oh. He made away with $18.9 million in the 80s, which today is worth roughly $30 million.
Damn, so he's been doing this... Wait, when did he get caught, though?
It occurred in 1997. I think he got caught in the same year.
So he was doing it for like almost 20 years.
No. This is a one-time thing.
Oh, it was only one.
Yeah, oh, this was a heist.
Oh, damn.
Like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was on Friday, September 12th, in 97. And when the guards would come in at like noon to get their lunch breaks,
yeah,
he'd wait for them to come in the cafeteria and tie them up. And he caught them that way. And their trucks were there with all the cash.
Damn.
Yeah.
So he hit multiple trucks, but at the same time?
Yeah, because they all went back to the same place. He was sentenced to 24 years in prison.
Wait, how long did it take for him to get caught? Or when that dude fucked up?
I don't know.
That's a lot of money. Like, how would you not know that it's him?
Well, they looked into him, and I think that was the point of the thing. You know, he was disguised the whole time. And
oh, okay, so they didn't see...
They researched him, they checked into him, and he was a main suspect, but he checked out, actually. Damn. He was able to get out okay.
Well, fuck, you got 13 mil. I'm going
18 mil.
18 mil.
30 million today.
But he stayed in the U.S.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, go to fucking Paris or Cuba. Well,
if he took off, everybody's going to know it's him.
Well, he's gone. I get a fucking face transplant. Just put my ass on my face. Yeah, ass.
Mr. Menudo will do it for you. Give you cancer at the same time. Yeah.
Is that Tommy? No, that's fucking ass face right there.
Ass face.
He's cool. He's a cool guy.
Fucking ass face. Yeah. Good guy.
Fucking good guy.
Real shitty sometimes, right?
Fucking breath smells like ass sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's good?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like all the stories for today. This has been quite the experience.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is our first podcast, so it's a little easier than I thought. It's nice having a little casual combo.
Yeah.
Over some beers. So we're gonna wrap this up. Be expecting more episodes. And you could also follow when I do. I'll make the account. They'll be out. So Instagram,
Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter, at Booze with the Hound. It's actually Booze Hound. Booze Hound. Cast.
They'll be linked in the description below, so you can click on
that shit. Follow us if you like it. If you want more, come back. And we're going to be trying to do this, you know,
weekly, bi-weekly,
as much as we can. Thank you for listening. If you're listening, if you're still fucking with us.
Oh, I'm gonna do a little shameless plug here.
Yeah, go for it.
I have my own podcast as well called Elbow Deep.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like your elbow deep in something, Elbow Deep Podcast.
Right.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Elbow Deep Cast.
Which I am also.
Yeah, Rob and I are both on the next one. So we're going to stop, eat dinner, and then we're going to come back to this.
Yeah, so if you like us, check that one out too.
Yeah, I got two double content for you guys. We love you so much.
Yes, double.
Double.
DP.
Jesus.
All right, so we'll catch you guys.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, you catch us on the next one. Have a good fucking life.
Bye.
Peace.